Bill Vasden, Jr., Chairman, Florida Feedstock Growers Association, FELDA, Florida.
And, Bill, I'm going to ask you two areas. First of all, let's talk about USCJO, your operation. And I see on the sign here, we clear citrus groves for free. What's that all about?
Yeah, big news. You know, with the background and multi in my family, we have three generations of growers that came before me. And in my grandfather's day, obviously beset with canker. Now with Tristasia and greening and the struggles that we have, all of this 135 to 142,000 acres of abandoned and dead grove in Florida harboring disease for the rest of us with healthy groves next door. So on the USCJO side, we're going out clearing the groves for biomass chips. In other words, we're going out, taking all the trees out, chipping them, turning them into biomass converted power. And that end lets us go out and take the trees out at no expense to the landowner. We leave it mechanically raked, take out all the irrigation pipe, and it's going real well.
How do we get in touch with you?
USCJO.com is the website address. That's a good way to do it, and they can find contact information in there for us.
Changing gears, your Florida Feedstock Growers Association, kind of in its infancy, we've been to several of these meetings now in your series, and it seems like the crowds are growing, the word of mouth working in your favor, and you're trying to grow some membership so you can keep the information flowing, right?
Yes, sir. We've been very blessed with FSA, USDA, Rural Development as well, and Farm Bureau and IFAS endorsing us and sponsoring us and coming out to these events and operating in partnership, and I think that's let us reach a real broad audience. And when you come out to the events or you look at the website, you see that the only information going out is accurate information about proven crops that come with correct agronomy. So in other words, they grow well in Florida, but in addition, they come with an end consumer ready, willing, and able to buy. And I think that's very newsworthy in Florida. And when you get into the farming end of it and you see how they integrate into citrus, they integrate into cattle grazing lands and vegetable farms without uprooting them, we're giving these folks additional revenue streams, and we're proud of what we're doing, and it gets out in the message.
A big part of this message is, too, it's not to replace other crops, it's to complement other crops in rotation in many cases, giving a farmer an extra income stream. In that regard, in terms of growing your membership, what are you asking folks to do that may have an interest in this or may have an interest in getting good and improving information as you go along? You're looking for members. What's it going to cost?
$150, an annual membership. And what we provide our members for that $150, I think, is a good level of service. Within the Growers Association, you've got a buyer's panel that gives them access to these guys who own the biodiesel facilities, who sell oil to the military and make fuels for the Air Force, ethanol facilities that are being built to deal with sorghum growers in the future. You got an agronomy panel with people from UF, IFAS, that are experts in the field of these crops that are good for Florida. Then you have a program and incentive panel with people from every agricultural agency giving you information about grants, programs, incentives, and I think the value is clear, you know, in that. We want to get out information not just about the crops, but there's federal monies available for these new farmers, and we want to make sure they get it.
So in terms of an agricultural person, in terms of an education, if you have any interest at all in learning the facts about energy crops, biofuels into the future, it's $150 a year is for an education.
Especially when you get into some of these incentives and grants, we do a good job of streamlining that process down where we isolate the 5 or 10 programs that quarter that are good for the farmer so they can go in and get access. And then I think, yes, sir, if you really pay attention to the agronomy behind the plants, the planting seasons, if you want information about seeds, about rate, the right fertilizer to use, that's a good source for accurate information.
What am I not asking about your association you like to get out to the farm sector?
We believe in God, family, and then farmers in Florida making a difference in our foreign oil independence. And I think the patriotic message is very evident in what we talk about and in what we do. And we just like more people to take a look at it. And if we can give farmers some additional revenue streams and help increase their bottom lines through that experience, we're all real humbled and flattered by it.